futhi ukuba lapha ukukhonza ndawonye lani, futhi manje ngaphambi nje kombiko ngilomngane wami omuhle lapha kuplatifomu lobu busuku, uDokotela Livele ovela ebandleni le-First Baptist eLima, Ohio, owayengomunye wabasekeli bami emhlanganweni waseLima. Ngamcela ngisiza phansi lobu busuku nxa ebengeke nje akhulume ilizwi ebandleni, mhlawumbe mayelana ngomhlangano weLima okwesikhatshana esilandelayo kumbe ezimbili. Futhi ngiyajabula ukwazisa kini lobu busuku uDokotela Livele, omunye umbaptisti olomoya ongcwele. Amen. UNkulunkulu akubusise mfowethu Vele. Lawe lokho bekungokuhle okuqinileyo okomalusi weBaptist, bekungenjalo na? Awu, siyajabula kakhulu ukuba lomfowethu Vele kanye lathi. Futhi ngeqiniso iminyango ivuliwe kuye ukuba aphenduke njalo asivakatshele loba yisiphi isikhathi angasenelisa. Futhi manje lobu busuku, kusasa ebusuku, kuyi ukungcwatshwa kwenkosi uJesu. Ngesonto ekuseni yinkonzo yokuphuma kwelanga lehola lesithupha ekuseni. Futhi ngiyakholwa umfowethu umemezele ingxenye yaphambili yenkonzo. Manje kasikhulekeni nje okwesikhatshana. Nkosi ebusisekileyo, ilizwi lakho liqiniso, futhi silokubonga ngomuntu oliphathayo kungela kwesaba lapho belinikeza ebantwini. Futhi lapho sivula iBhayibheli lobu busuku kumbe siphendla amapheji alo,
may the blessed Holy Ghost come and open the word of
understanding. Makuthi umoya ongcwele obusisekileyo abuye futhi avule ilizwi lokuzwisisa kithi. Ngo Jesu Kristu siyakucela. Amen.
This great night that we are celebrating,
lobu busuku obukhulu esibugubhayo bokubethelwa kwenkosi yethu ebusisekileyo, ngifisa ukubala lobu busuku okuvela endebeni zakhe uqobo eziligugu, amazwi lawo alawo ebhaliwe ebhukwini lakhe. UMathewu ongcwele isahluko 4 si le ndima 47 lo 48 sibala lokhu: futhi uba libingelela abafowenu bodwa, lenzani okukhulu okwedlula abanye? Ngabenzi njalo labathelisi yini? Kodwa lina banini ngabapheleleyo, njengobaba wenu osemazulwini ephelele. Futhi lobu busuku sinikeze ukuthi siza kukhuluma ngesifundo sokuphelela. Manje si lokho kukhangeleka njengendaba engejwayelekanga ukuthatha okobusuku bokubethelwa kwenkosi yethu. Kodwa lamuhla mhlawumbe belilalele emsakazweni futhi lezwa imibiko ehlukeneyo lezithunywa ukuthi baletha njani lolo suku olubi kakhulu lapho inkosi yethu ifela izono zomhlaba. Ngakho ngikhethile lobu busuku ukubhoda ngendlela ehlukeneyo ukufika kuso. Ngakho kuzachiyana kancinyane futhi kungalivuselela kancinyane. Futhi makuthi umoya ongcwele obusisekileyo uphefumulele ilizwi manje lapho sithatha umzamo ukulileta. UNkulunkulu ufuna ukuphelela. Sifuna ukubeka lokho engqondweni ukuthi akula lutho nje oluyingxenye yendlela olungangena ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu. Kufanele kuphelele ukukhonza kwethu yonke into. Manje esivandeni se-Edeni, uNkulunkulu wayelo Adamu lo-Eva esivandeni, futhi benza isono, futhi beqa imithetho kaNkulunkulu ngokwenza isono, ukungalaleli. Futhi lapho iziphambeko zisiza, ukungalaleli ikweqwa komthetho. Futhi umthetho kaNkulunkulu, yena engcwele, engcwele nje okungangcweliswanga. Ngakho ke akula chatha lokungcola elingama ebukhoneni bakhe. Ngakho nxa isono sangena emhlabeni ngesiphambeko, khona ke isono kumele sisetshenzwe laso ngaphambi kokuba isoni singene ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu. Manje nxa kungela mthetho, khona ke kakula kulunga. Kodwa umthetho wafuna kumbe ukulunga kufuna umthetho. Futhi umthetho lapho ubizwa utshengisa ukulunga.
Now by the law no flesh is saved.
Manje ngomthetho akula nyama esindiswayo. Manje umthetho awungeke usindise. Umthetho wawuyinto nje eyasifaka entolongweni. Kodwa kawulamandla okuhlenga. Umthetho wasitshengisa kuphela ukuthi sasiyizoni futhi wasilahla. Yikho lokho umthetho omele ukwenze. Yikuletha ukulahlwa. Akombe ukukutshengisa lapho iphutha lakho elikhona. Ngakho umthetho ngokwawo wawungeke usindise. Wawungakubopha kuphela. Futhi uNkulunkulu engcwele futhi elungile wayemele abe lokubopha. Wayefanele abophe isoni ngoba wayesedlulise imikhawulo yomusa. Futhi wayesebe yisakhamuzi esephula umthetho. Khona-ke kufanele asetshenzwe laye. Futhi wonke umthetho ulesijeziso ngoba isijeziso sokweqa umthetho kaNkulunkulu yikufa. Futhi kwakufanele kutshengise ukufa osendweni lomuntu. Futhi lonke usendo lomuntu lungaphansi kwesijeziso salumthetho. Manje lapho uAdamu loEva sebonile kwakungela ndlela, akula enye indlela yokulungisisa ukuthi bengama ebukhoneni kukaNkulunkulu njalo ngaphandle kokuba isono lesi sesisetshenzwe laso. Futhi akula muntu ongenza isono saloba yiluphi uhlobo kungela ndaba lokuthi sincinyane okunganani kumbe sikhulu okunganani. Leso sono salowo muntu kufanele sisetshenzwe laso ngaphambi kwalowo osenzileyo engama ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu ongcwele. Ngakho-ke lapho u-Adamu lo-Eva sebonile futhi beqa umthetho babe sebengaphansi kokufa. Futhi umthetho omele uqhutshwe. Ngakho-ke kwadonsela lonke usendo lwabantu ngaphansi kwesijeziso sokufa. Manje nxa singahlala phansi kuphela okwesikhatshana esincinyane manje ekucabangeni kwethu futhi sikhangele kulumfanekiso omkhulu. Futhi khumbula ukuthi wonke umuntu lapha ubaliwe kulokhu. Yonke indoda lomfazi, umntwana ubaliwe esijezisweni sokufa ngesiphambeko senhloko yosendo lwabantu. U-Adamu ngesiphambeko sakhe sonke ngamunye wethu saba ngaphansi kwesono. Futhi isono kumele sisetshenzwe laso. Futhi-ke uNkulunkulu ekungabini lomkhawulo kwakhe lothando lwakhe olukhulu, umthetho wawufanele wehlukanise isoni kumenzi waso. Khona-ke wachabalaliswa, futhi wachabalaliswa ngokupheleleyo. Kwakungasoze kube lenye indlela kuye ukuba aphenduke ngaphandle leso sono sesisetshenzwe laso. Futhi kwakuya kuba lula kakhulu khona-ke ukukholwa ekuchabalalisweni okupheleleyo kwesoni ekugcineni, ngoba yena ngokugcweleyo wehlukaniswe kuze kube nininini ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu. Manje nanzelela isono lesi lokuthi kanjani uNkulunkulu engolungileyo nje futhi wayengela kwenza okunye kodwa nje abe ngolungileyo ngoba ungumthombo wakho konke ukulunga. Khona-ke kwakungasoze kube lenye into kuye ukwenza kodwa ukubeka isijeziso salesi isiphambeko. Futhi isijeziso sasiyikufa ngoba wathi ngosuku usidla kuso lolo suku uyakufa ngeqiniso. Manje ngumfanekiso omnyama esilawo lapha. Kodwa ke nxa sibuyela emuva sisiya kancinyane futhi sithole zona izifanekiso zikaNkulunkulu.
IBhayibhili
liyasitshela ngokusobala ukuthi uNkulunkulu luthando. Kukanti eluthando kumele abe ngolungileyo.
Love does not mean just the thing that can be petted and played.
Ngakho uthando alutsho into nje engambambathwa futhi idlalwe ngayo. Uthando ikulunga kukaNkulunkulu.
Now, when God seen that his
manje
children
lapho uNkulunkulu ebona ukuthi abantwana bakhe beqe umthetho wakhe lokuthi kufanele bafe ukufa.
Then sovereign
konake uthando oluzibusayo lwangenela ukuthi lwenze indlela ngoba uNkulunkulu wabona ukuthi abantwana laba kwakufanele ngempela bachabalaliswe ngokupheleleyo ebukhoneni bakhe. Kwakungela olunye ulutho olungenziwa ngoba babephambule umthetho wakhe. Lesi jeziso somthetho wakhe kwakuyikufa. Futhi ke uthando lukaNkulunkulu lwaphumela phandle kubantu bakhe. Futhi lapho uthando lobuNkulunkulu lutshengiselwa umusa ozibusayo uletha inhloso yothando. Futhi uNkulunkulu ngokwazi ngaphambili lapho ethanda usendo lwakhe kakuhle sibili kukanti ngesijeziso wabangela ukufa okwangena esikhundleni okuthatha indawo esivandeni se-Edeni. Lokho kwakuyikuthi wafaka esikhundleni isidalwa esingelacala, iwundlu elincinyane elalingazisono. Futhi laya ngokuba sesikhundleni ukusebenza lokufa endaweni yesoni esilecala. Futhi kwakuliwundlu elahlatshwayo ukubamba impilo yabantu bakhe. Kulo lonke iTestamente elidala banikela igazi lamawundlu lembuzi, izimvu, inkunzi lamathokazi, ukufa okume esikhundleni sokunye. Kodwa wonke emnothweni omkhulu kaNkulunkulu owawukhona ngemuva engqondweni yakhe, into uqobo isiza eyayiza kuba zona kwakungamathunzi ento uqobo eyayiza kuza. Futhi into uqobo eyayiza kuza kwakuyindodana yakhe ezelwe yodwa. Wonke amawundlu afayo aye isithunzi kuphela. Futhi ithunzi licele lomfanekiso wento yangakhona kuphela. Futhi kwakhuluma kuphela ngeCalvary ezayo. Manje okomfanekiso walokhu, asivuleni emaBhayibhelini ethu ebhukwini lamaHebheru. Futhi sithathe lapha lokho uPawuli umpostoli omkhulu ekhuluma ezama ukusehlukanisela lezi zinto. Esahlukweni 10 sebhuku lamaHebheru sibala lokhu. Futhi nje ngiyalithanda ilizwi. Ilizwi liqiniso. Futhi ngiyathanda ukulibala phambi kwebandla lami ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi ekwahlulelweni ngiza kumalabo. Futhi kufanele ngikuphendulele. Ngakho nxa ngingakuletha kuvela elizwini, khona-ke angisoze ngibe lecala ngoba yilizwi futhi uNkulunkulu ulomlando ngelizwi lakhe. Sibona okuningi kakhulu lamuhla okwabavangeli lokunjalo sebakhele phezu kobuntu babo. Oh, kuyinto elihlazo. Futhi siyathola ekuyeni emabandleni, siyangena ebandleni futhi uyathola umalusi othile ulokunye ukwenza okuncinyane okungejwayelekanga ngaye, okunye okungamadlabuzane nxa ungananzeleli. Ibandla lonke liza kuthatha lowo moya nxa yena nje elokungamadlabuzane okuncinyane kumbe edlukuze ikhanda lakhe kumbe enye into encinyane engajwayelekanga. Awu, ibandla lonke lizakuthatha kulokho. Futhi silakho lamuhla emabandleni ethu esimanje, lapho kungamadlabuzane lezinto ezincinyane ezinjengalezo.
And it's got such a confusion. But oh my beloved brethren.
Futhi kulokudideka okunjalo. Kodwa oh bazalwane bami abathandekayo. Nga konke kwaba lesikhathi okumele sibe selizwini. Kulamuhla uyabona ngingazonda ukuma ekwahlulelweni futhi ngisazi ukuthi nganginenye into ethile engekho qotho esambulo esingajwayelekanga esincinyane futhi ngikhokhele abantu okungayisikho. Ngangifuni ukuthi babe lomoya wami ekwenzeni kwami, kodwa ngifuna ukuthi babe lomoya kaNkulunkulu ngelizwi likaNkulunkulu oveza iqiniso. Ngakho kulesi senzakalo esikhulu lobu busuku, ngizathanda ukubala elizwini likaNkulunkulu elilaphakade. Manje siyananzelela ukuthi umthetho wawukhona okweminyaka eminenye, kodwa umthetho wawungeke ususe isono. Njengoba ngikhulumile ngemuva, wawuyindlu yentolongo nje. Wawulipholisa elikhulu elakutshela lokho owakwenzile, kodwa ungelandlela yokukukhulula. Wakufaka eshopu yokwebolekisa imali isale ibambe impahla, kodwa kwakungela mhlengi ukukukhupha ngakho, ukukufaka entolongweni kuphela ukukwenza ubekwazi ukuthi wawuyisoni. Kodwa manje nanzelela kumaHebheru isahluko 10 lapho sibala. Ngoba umthetho ulesithunzi sezinto ezinhle ezizayo, futhi ungeyisiwo umfanekiso uqobo. Kumbula, wawulithunzi lo mfanekiso ozayo. Ithunzi lazisa kuphela ukuthi kulomfanekiso owenzayo ithunzi. Ithunzi lezinto ezizayo, futhi kungayisiwo umfanekiso uqobo. Nanzelela sezinto, umfanekiso uqobo wezinto ungeze wabalamandla ngaleyo mihlatshelo eyanikelwayo. Njalo njalo wenze osondelayo abuye ekupheleleni. Manje uNkulunkulu ekuqaleni wayefuna ukuphelela. UJesu lapho esiza emhlabeni wathi, wobani ngabapheleleyo njengoNkulunkulu ezulwini ephelele. Futhi umthetho ulethunzi lezinto ezizayo, wawungeke wenze umkhonzi aphelele. Liyawuthola umfanekiso? Manje asiyeni kikho njalo ukuze libe leqiniso okungakweqi. UNkulunkulu ufuna ubungcwele obupheleleyo. Akula lo yedwa ongama emfanekisweni wakhe elesici esincinyane sesono. UJesu wafakaza into efanayo futhi wathi, wobani ngabapheleleyo njengoNkulunkulu ezulwini ephelele. Futhi iBhayibheli latsho ukuthi umthetho wawungeke le mihlatshelo yawo wenze osondelayo aphelele. Khona-ke umthetho wawungeke uphelelise ulutho, wawukhomba kuphela. Imihlatshelo leyi isenziwa umnyaka ngomnyaka yayingeke yenze umkhonzi aphelele. Ngakho-ke akula loyedwa ngaphansi komthetho kumbe ukugcinwa kwemithetho kumbe ngaphansi kwamathunzi owayengaphelela. Ngoba indima 2 khona-ke ngakayimanga ukuba inikelwe. Nxa kulento engingayenza ukuzenza ngiphelele ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu, Konage uKristu kazange afanele ukungifela. Ngakulento eyodwa ongayenza. Engafanela loba yini ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu. Konake uKristu wafela ize. Akula kugcina umthetho. Akula miqondo yomthetho owakho. Akula bungcwele bakho uqobo. Akula zinto owawungazichiya ukuzenza. Uchiye ukuqamba amanga, uchiye ukuntshontsha, uchiye ukubhema igwayi. Uchiye ukuya embukisweni yemifanekiso. Ulokhu lahlekile. Akula lutho olungakwenza. Ukujoyina amabandla, amasiko, imikhosi, imbhaphathizo, inhlelo zamabandla, ukubalwa kwezivumokholo, ukukhulunywa kwemikhuleko. Zonke lezo zinto zingeke zatsho lutho. Ulahlekile. Akulanto eyodwa ongayenza ngokwakho. Ngoba uyisoni ngaphansi kokulahlwa. Futhi akulandlela ngaphakathi kwakho. Kumbe loba yisiphi isivumokholo. Kumbe loba yini ongayenza. Kumbe ucabange ngayo. Ngokwakho engafanela into eyodwa ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu. Ngoba uyisoni kwasekuqaleni. Futhi iBhayibheli liyatsho ukuthi sonke sazalelwa esonweni, sabunjelwa ebubini, sabuya emhlabeni sikhuluma amanga. Futhi uNkulunkulu wayengeke athathe umuntu oyedwa ukuthi afele omunye, ngoba omunye ulecala njengomunye nje. Ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu, ubhishopi omkhulu ozelwe kulumhlaba wayelecala njengesidakwa esikhulu edolobheni. Omunye angeke ahlawulele omunye. Ngakho-ke wathatha impilo engelacala eyenyamazana, iwundlu elincinyane. Futhi ngaphansi kwetestamente elidala, umthetho wawuyikuthi lapho umuntu esona waletha iwundlu ku-altare. Sithi nxa waphambuka kuloba yiphi imilayo, waletha iwundlu futhi walibeka ku-altare. Wabeka izandla zakhe phezu kwewundlu futhi wavuma izono zakhe ukuthi wayephambanisile, futhi wayekwazi ukuthi ulecala. Ngo futhi waye umthetho wawufuna ukufa, futhi waletha iwundlu endaweni yakhe, futhi lapho umphimbo wenyamazana encinyane waqunywa, futhi laqala ukukhahlela inyawo zalo ezincinyane futhi likhala. Nxa wake wabona iwundlu lihlatshwa, ikukhala bani okuhawulisayo? Umfo omncinyane ohawulayo ezama ukukhala, futhi umthambo wegazi omncane osentanyeni uyaqunywa. Futhi ekhahlela lokuqhatsha, futhi lapho eseluleka, khona-ke aqhatshe njalo futhi akhale. Futhi igazi lakhe limpompoze, ligezise uboya bakhe obuncinyane lezandla zomkhonzi. Futhi lapho umkhonzi enanzelela ngokwenza ubufebe, ngokuqamba amanga, ukuntshontsha loba yini icala lakhe elaliyilo, kumbe loba ukucabanga okubi, loba yini okwakuyikho ngethunzi elincinyane, wayelecala ngoba kwakuyimvelo yakhe. Wayengumuntu olecala, hathi mhlawumbe ngesifiso, kodwa ngemvelo wayelecala. Futhi kwakumele ananzelele ukuthi iwundlu leli elincinyane elingelacala lafa endaweni yakhe. Futhi wezwa ubuhlungu ngento encinyane. Kodwa umuntu masinya lapho iwundlu licina lisifa, ngegazi lewundlu phezu kwezandla zakhe, wasuka esakhiweni elesifiso esifanayo enhliziyweni yakhe ayelakho ekuqaleni. Ngani? Ngoba impilo eyayise undlwini elincinyane. Impilo ihlala egazini. Impilo yakho isegazini lakho. Siyakwazi lokho. Futhi impilo egazini leundlu kwakuyimpilo yenyamazana. Ngakho-ke lapho izicucucu zegazi zisephulwa futhi impilo yaphuma phandle kwenyamazana, yayingeke iphenduke kumkhonzi, ngoba umkhonzi wayengumuntu. Igazi lenza isimbozo, kodwa lalingeke lihlawulele ngokupheleleyo, ngoba umuntu wasuka esakhiweni elesifiso esifanayo ukona njengoba wayelaso ekuqaleni.
But doing this, he was looking forward to a time.
Kodwa esenza lokhu wayekhangelele phambili esikhathini lapho okwakuzakuza iwundlu elipheleleyo.
And he did it on the burnt offering because it was the
futhi wakwenza kumnikelo wokutshiswa ngoba kwakuyindlela kuphela ayesazi ngayo. Ngakho uyabona lapho igazi lichitheka futhi lempilo iphuma enyamazaneni, yayingeke iphenduke emuntwini, ngoba okunye kwakuyinyamazana, omunye wayengumuntu, inyamazana engelacala kusiya emuntwini olecala. Kodwa ngolunye usuku iminyaka ezinkulungwane ezimbili ezedluleyo, iwundlu likaNkulunkulu lazalelwa phansi esitebeleni esincinyane eBethlehema, futhi wakhokhelwa njengemvu isiya ekuhlatshweni kwayo. Iminyaka engamakhulu alitshumi lesificamunwemunye ezidluleyo, limini ngehola lesithathu nta wafa, futhi elingelatshatha, iwundlu elingasolekiyo likaNkulunkulu lalenga esiphambanweni seKhalvari futhi lafela isoni sonke. Manje lapho umkhonzi esiza kuleli wundlu ngokholo, futhi lo ngumfanekiso owahlukileyo wewundlu. Ayisilo wundlu elinjengamanye. Akula muntu ongabuya kuleli wundlu ngaphandle uNkulunkulu amdonse kuqala. Uyabona ukuzibusa kukaNkulunkulu. Ngithemba lokhu kuyathophela khona lephansi okujulileyo manje. Khangela, uNkulunkulu wayekwazi wayelezimvu kulumhlaba. Wayekwazi ukuthi wayeza kuba nabantu abaza kusindiswa. Futhi uthando lwakhe lwakhangela phansi futhi lwabona labo ababeza kusindiswa. Ngakho-ke ngokwazi ngaphambili wamisela ngaphambili ibandla ukuhlangana layo ephetsheya ingelatshatha kumbe ukuchobhana. Futhi nxa uNkulunkulu wayefuna ibandla elingelatshatha kumbe ukuchobhana, wayemele abe lolutho lokukwenza ngaleyo ndlela. Wayengeke akufune khona isigwebo sakhe, izahlulelo zakhe zazingeke zimenze afune into enjalo nxa kwakungela ndlela yokukwenza. Futhi umuntu angeke akwenze kuye ngokwakhe, uyisehluleki esipheleleyo. UNkulunkulu wamenza wabona ngomthetho ngabehluleli lakulo lonke iTestamente elidala. Wathuma abaprofethi, wathumela indoda elungileyo, futhi bathola ukuthi wonke umuntu wehluleka. Ngakho uNkulunkulu ngomusa wakhe ozibusayo wathumela kusukela emasangweni enkazimulo indodana yakhe ezelwe yodwa ukuthatha indawo yethu. Kumbula, nxa wayengathi upapa weRoma akuthathe, wayengeke abe ekwenzile. Nxa wayengabe ethe ubhishophi omkhulu weCanterbury akwenze, wayengasoze akwenze. Nxa wayengabe ebize ongcwelengcwele, ubaba ongumhlonitshwa kumbe ubhishophi womhlaba, wayengasoze akwenze. Wayeza kuba eyaliwe njengoJudasi Iskariyoti akwenziwayo. Wayengeke akwenze ngoba wayezalelwe esonweni, wabunjwa ebubini, weza emhlabeni ekhuluma amanga, futhi wayefuna inhlawulo ngokwakhe.
Haleluya.
Kodwa
lapho kwabuya oyedwa evela emasangweni enkazimulo. Kungela omunye hathi umuntu.
Hathi
indoda elungileyo. Kumbe umJuda kumbe owezizwe. Wayengelutho olungaphansi. UNkulunkulu usemandla. Etihlwe enyameni yomuntu.
Weza ngokwakhe
ukunikela igazi lakhe uqobo ngoba kalizanga
ngezemacansini
zazingelani okokwenza ngakho kodwa wembesa intombi
futhi
waletha kuvela kusicucucu segazi leso asidalayo ngokwakhe. Lo ngelaqala Konake usindiso lwami olwakho lobusuku alumiswa ngaphezulu kokufanela kwemisebenzi yethu uqobo lwalumiswa phezulu kobusa ozibusayo ngaso mandla uNkulunkulu osikhethileyo kuye ngeqiniso angingeke ngiphelele kumbe awungeke uphelele futhi kasizitsho ukuba siphelele kodwa silale induduzo eyodwa ukuthi ukholo lwethu lukhumule emhlatshelweni opheleleyo osuvele wemukelwa. Khona-ke sikwazi njani ukuthi sithola njani lokho lapho umkhonzi ebeka izandla zakhe ngokholo phezu komzimba wenkosi uJesu futhi azwe ububi besono nokweyisa kokukhafulela ebusweni bakhe uqobo esizwa ukububula kweGetsemane lobuhlungu baseCalvary futhi esazi ukuthi ulecala futhi avume izono zakhe ngokuqondileyo. Oh Nkosi ebusisekileyo, ngilecala futhi angila enye indlela kodwa wena ukuthi ungisize. Futhi ngokholo uyanxusa umoya ongcwele ubuyile njalo uyanginxusa ukuthi ngibuye. Futhi mina manje ngokholo ngamukela uJesu njengomsindisi oqondane lami. Leyo mpilo eyavela kuye eCalvary ethiwa umoya ongcwele eyafihlwa kusicucucu segazi lenkosi uJesu ibuyela kumkhonzi futhi imbhaphathize ngomoya ongcwele emzimbeni kaKristu. Futhi usevele wahlulelwa. Awudingi ukuthi ukhathazeke ngokwahlulelwa. Lapho ngichibilika futhi ngikhangela lowo mfanekiso wesiphambano omncinyane, ngiyananzelela ukuthi lokho kumela umzimba wakhe. Futhi manje lowo mzimba usuvele wehlulelwa. UNkulunkulu angeke nje awahlulele njalo. Ngoba usuvele wahlulelwa. UNkulunkulu wachaya izahlulelo zokufa phezu kwalowo mzimba. Futhi ingqe kuphela. Ngingathola indlela yokucatsha kulowo mzimba. Ukwahlulelwa kwakhe kwachayelwa mina lawe. Sikhululekile. AbaseRoma 8:1 athi, ngakho manje ngakusekho ukulahlwa kibo abakuKristu uJesu. Labo abangahambi ngokwenyama kodwa ngokukamoya. Nankoke akusela kulahlwa. Akangilandaba lokho okubuyayo kumbe okuhambayo. Ufihliwe phansi kwegazi. Njalo singena njani kulowo mzimba? AbaseKorinte bokuqala 12:13 ukhuluma ukuthi ngomoya munye umoya ubuya kanjani ngomhlatshelo? Umoya ohlezi ngaphi phakathi kwegazi? Kungani inyamazana yayingeke iphenduke? Kwakuyinyamazana. Umoya wenyamazana wawungeke ubuye emoyeni womuntu futhi wenze ulutho kuwo. Ngoba umoya womuntu wawuyikuphila okungaphezu kwempilo ukwedlula inyamazana. Kodwa akula omunye umoya womuntu owawungaphenduka. Nxa ulo moya wabokhokho kungamadlozi. Kodwa uNkulunkulu ngokwakhe wabuya ukuthi umoya wakhe uqobo ongumoya ophakemeyo kunayo yonke ekhona. Engaphenduka ngesimo sobhaphathizo lukamoya ongcwele kumkhonzi ngegazi likaKristu futhi umngenise emzimbeni uvikelekile. Khangela, igazi lezinkunzi lembuzi lalingasebenzi. Sibona ukuthi lalibuthakathaka. Manje kasiqaliseni ukubala okungaba indima 12. Kulungile, igazi lezinkunzi lembuzi lalingasebenzi njalo lalingeke lihlawulele. Khangelani, kodwa lindoda. Indoda iphi? Ubishopi? Hachi. Upapa? Hachi. Kodwa lindoda ngemva yena esenikele umhlatshelo wesono uze kube nininini wahlala phansi esandleni sokunene sikaNkulunkulu. Ukusukela manje ulindele zize zenziwe izitha zakhe, isinabelo senyawo zakhe. Selilungiselele. Selilungiselele ibizwi. Lalelani kulokhu. Khona-ke ngifuna ukuthi likuvumele kuzike phansi. Lalelisisani. Ngomnikelo munye. Hathi umnyaka ngomnyaka. Hathi imvuselelo ngemvuselelo. Hathi umhlangano ngomhlangano. Hathi usuku ngosuku. Kodwa ngomnikelo munye use PHE LE LISILE. Benzile, wenzile. Ngomnikelo munye uphelelisile. Leso yisidingo sikaNkulunkulu. Kuze kube nininini kubo bonke abangcwelisiweyo. Nanko-ke, yiyo impendulo yokufa kwaKristu. Yiyo impendulo yeKalvari. Impela, ngegazi lakhe uqobo, wabhadalela izono zethu. Futhi waphelelisa, kuze kube nininini, amakholwa akhe. Ngakho-ke kuKristu, sima singasoleki. Siphelelisiwe ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu uSomandla. Singabantu abahluphekayo ngemfundiso zethu. Sonke safundiswa ukuthi kumele sifike endaweni ethile. Kumele senze into ethile. Hatshi mfowethu, akusilutho olwenzileyo. Yilokho uNkulunkulu akwenzele khona. Manje sesixa silungisiswe ngokholo, siphelelisiwe kuze kube nininini ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu. Khona-ke uJesu wathi, ngakho banini ngabapheleleyo. Khona-ke kwapheleliswa kuze kube nininini uNkulunkulu ngokufa kukaKristu iminyaka engamakhulu alitshumi lesificaminwemunye edlulileyo. Lamuhla waphelelisa ikholwa alibona ngaphambili, phambi kokusekelwa komhlaba, kuze kube nininini. Futhi labo ababizileyo ubalungisi sile labo abazi ngaphambili ubabizile. Labo ababizileyo ubalungisisile. Labo abalungisisileyo usevele wabakhazimulisa. Usephelelise amakholwa akhe. Manje khangela, asibuyeleni emuva manje kundima 1. Umthetho ulesithunzi zezinto ezinhle ezizayo. Futhi ungeyisiwo umfanekiso walezo zinto. Ungeke ngaleyo mihlatshelo leyo eyanikelwayo iminyaka ngeminyaka njalo njalo ukwenza osondelayo aphelele. Khangela, ukuphelela yikho esikhuluma ngakho. Uba kwakungenjalo nga ingamanga yini ukunikelwa, ngoba ukuthi umkhonzi esehlanjululwe kanye ubengasayi kuba lesazela sesono. Okuyini okuchoyo? Ibala isazela lapho futhi okuqondileyo kuchasiswa yisifiso. Futhi lapho umuntu esiza umkhonzi ngokuqondileyo phambi kukaKristu, sibona ukuhlupheka kwakhe futhi uyazinikela kuKristu. Futhi uthi, o Nkosi Nkulunkulu, akulalutho kimi olungahlawulwa, kodwa ngithembele kuwe ngokugcweleyo. Khona-ke lowo moya ongcwele uyabuya enhliziyweni yomuntu. Umbuzo wesono uqobo uqediwe kuze kube nininini, ngoba sonke isifiso sesono sisusiwe kuwe. Ngoba uba umthetho wawukwenzile lokho, yona imihlatshelo ngabe ingamanga. Kodwa kuyikuthi yayingeke ikwenze. UKristu kwakufanele afe ukusenza siphelele.
Vangani,
kule zinto eziningi ezingazitsho lobu busuku mayelana ngokuphelela. Sihlezi sizama ukukhuphela amehlo phandle komunye umuntu ukuzenza nje abangcwele kancinyane kulalokho abayikho. Kodwa nxa besikhangela kuphela emfanekisweni, ungumusa kaNkulunkulu kuphela ukuthi silokho esiyikho. Lapha ngesinye isikhathi esedluleyo e-Ohio, ngafunda isifundo ngendlela enzima. Ngangilomhlangano phansi e-Ohio, futhi ngangihlala phandle emaphandleni ngenxa yamaxuku. Ngangingela kuhlala edolobheni. Sasisidla endaweni yokudlela yamadankade encinyane, futhi oweta abancinyane abahle, futhi begqoke okuhloniphekayo, futhi behlanzekile ngokukwanisa kwabo. Benjengamakhosikazi sibili basiweta. Kwakuyindawo encinyane yasezulwini ukudla endaweni enjalo. Ikhitshi labo lalihlanzekile okwamagama, futhi ngesonto bavala, futhi bahamba ebandleni labo. Ngalamba kancinyane, ngangiza kuchumayela ngesonto emini, futhi ngaya kwejwayelekileyo encinyane, indawo nje ejwayelekileyo yokudlela encinyane yaseMelika, ukuthola okokudla. Futhi lapho ngingena emnyango, kuyini engakuzwayo, kodwa umtshina wokubheja usebenza. Futhi kumile lapho indoda encinyane elingana lami, leyo mhlawumbe okwakuyindoda ethetheyo. Le ngalo yakhe igone umfazi, edlala umtshina wokubheja. Umthetho wethu sibili, ukuvikelwa kokulunga kwethu, kwempahla zethu, wawumile lapho, esepula into ayifanele ukuyivikela. Ngoba akuvunyelwa ukubheja e-Ohio, ukudlala umtshina wokubheja. Futhi ngachibilika, futhi ngakhangela ngemuva kwesakhiwo. Kwakukhona iqhuku labafana abangontanga, lama rekhodi e-rock and roll emtshineni edlala. Ikhosikazi elincinyane eliphosa libe leminyaka elitshumi lesificaminwembili ubudala. Umzimba wakhe ubumbeke kuhle njengomfazi, kodwa wayemile lapho lesigqoko sakhe silenge phansi phambili. Futhi omunye walabo bafana lezandla zakhe enkazaneni lapho ezazingafanelanga khona, futhi babebhema futhi benatha. Futhi ngacabanga, oh Nkulunkulu, ungakumela kanjani? Futhi ngakhangela ngakwesokunene sami, lapho ngisizwa omunye esenza ukububula okukhulu. Futhi lapho kwakuhlezi umfazi omdala, mhlawumbe iminyaka engamathumi ayisithupha kumbe iminyaka engamathumi ayisikhombisa ubudala. Wayegqoke izigqoko ezincinyane eziyangisayo, phose nje okuyingxenye ngaphezulu kwemilenze yakhe. Futhi le nyama yakhe endala ezwisa usizi echwabheneyo yayilenga njengalokho engaba yikho. Futhi wayelalokho okuzipenda kwendebe, futhi le nto enkulu elubala olukubende eceleni kobuso bakhe ependile, egqoke ipheya yezicathulo ezincinyane, amasandali lamazwane alubala oluyibubende ependiwe, inzipho ziyibubende zipendiwe. Futhi inwele zakhe zigeliwe zaba zimfitshane sibili, futhi zaphothaniswa zenziwa zaba lubala lwesibhakabhaka. Futhi ngamkhangela, futhi ngale kwetafula kwakuhlezi amadoda amabili edakiwe. Omunye wabo kwakuyisikhathi sehlobo, egqoke ijazi elikhulu elidala lamabutho, lesikhava esimpunga sithandele intamo yakhe, le ndevu ebusweni bakhe bonke ebhodla futhi eqhubeka. Futhi bazipheka indoda yakwenza kuye, futhi yaqala kuya phandle njengalokhu endlini encane. Ngama khonapho futhi ngathi, Nkulunkulu, kungani ungabhubhisi into yonke? Kungani ungakutshonisi njengaphansi komhlaba? Ngathi uSara wami omncinyane loRebecca bazadinga ukuba bakhule ngaphansi kwezinto ezinjalo. Ngathi ungakwenza njani wena Nkulunkulu ebungcweleni bakho obukhulu, ukuma ukhangela into enjengaleyo, futhi ungathumeli ukuzamazama komhlaba, futhi uwutshonise? Futhi lapho ngisamile lapho ngimcala umfazi njengalokhu ngikwenza, abuyela ngemuva komnyango, ezwa umoya kaNkulunkulu ubuya kimi. Futhi ngabuyela ngemuva komnyango, futhi ngabona enye into ivunguza. Futhi lapho kusenza njalo embonweni, kwakungumhlaba ubhoda lokubhoda. Futhi lapho nginanzelela emhlabeni, kwakungumzila obomvu ozungelezele umhlaba. Futhi lapho ngifika emhlabeni, ngazibona ngingumfana omncinyane nje ngisenza izinto okwakungafanelanga ngizenze. Mhlawumbe kungenje ngalokho kodwa kwakuyisono futhi sonke isikhathi ngisenza ulutho ngabona lelo thunzi elikhulu elimnyama lisiya ngasezulwini lokho uNkulunkulu wayengabe engibulele ngalowo mzuzu konake ngase ngibona kumile phakathi kwami loNkulunkulu kwema lowo mhlatshelo opheleleyo ngambona emile lapho lameva phezu kwekhanda lakhe lamathe elenga ebusweni bakhe futhi sonke isikhathi izono zami ziqala ukuya kuNkulunkulu wayefinyelela futhi azibambe njengebhampa emoteni wayengivikela ekufeni futhi sonke isikhathi ngingenza yonke into embi uNkulunkulu wayengabe engibulele ngeqiniso ubungcwele bakhe buyakufuna umthetho wakhe uyakufuna futhi isikhathi sonke ngingenza ulutho kumbe wena ungenza ulutho igazi likaJesu Kristu lenza njengebhampa futhi ngabona lowo mzila obomvu wawusitsho ukuthi khona-ke lelo gazi lokho elibambe umhlaba futhi lapho ngimile ngikhangele ngasondela eduzane laye lapho ngimnanzelela futhi ngangimuzwa esithi baba mthethelele akakwazi lokho akwenzayo futhi ngakhangela phansi futhi lapho kwakulele ibhuku futhi kwakule ngilosi erekhodayo lapho futhi imile ngaseceleni kwakhe futhi sonke isikhathi ngisona wabekwa phansi ebhukwini futhi ibizo lami lalikulo futhi ngananzelela ukuthi ngelinye ilanga ni lowo mzila wegazi uzasuswa futhi kuzamele ngime ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu le mpilo yami egcwele isono kodwa ngabona ngesihawu sakhe wayemisile ukwahlulelwa kwami ngaya kuye ngokuthobeka ngaguqa ngamadolo ami futhi ngathi Oh Jesu, wena ndodana kaNkulunkulu, akangifanelanga ukubuya ebukhoneni bakho. Kodwa ngiyacela, ungithethelele ngalokho engikwenzileyo. Wathinta uhlangothi lwakhe ngesandla sakhe, wathatha ibhuku elidala futhi wabhala uxolelwe kilo, waliphosela ngemuva kwakhe, futhi izono zami zasezihambile. Khona-ke wangikhangela ngobulukhuni ebusweni, wathi, Manje sengikuthethelele kodwa uyafuna ukumcala khona-ke ngabona lokho okwakukutsho lapho ngiphuma embonweni ngahamba kuye ngathi kunjani wayenatha wangikhangela futhi wathi oh sakubona ngathi ngingahlala phansi wathi ngile ngihamba laye ngathi kangikutsho ngaleyo ndlela khosikazi ngifuna nje ukukhuluma lawe okomzuzu wathi hlala phansi futhi ngathi khosikazi imizuzu emilutshwane nje edluleyo imile ngale ngemuva kwalowo mnyango ngaqala ukumtshela futhi lapho ngiqala ukukhangela inyembezi zaqala ukwehla phansi ezihlathini zakhe futhi wangitshela ngathi khosikazi ngawuzimiselanga ukwenza izinto lezi ujesu wafa futhi izahlulelo zikankulunkulu ziba njengegazi lakhe awuzimiselanga ukwenza lokhu futhi wathi hathi mnumzana wathi ubaba wami wayengumdikoni ebandleni ngakhuliswa ekhaya lamakristu indoda yami lami sasingamalunga abangabasunguli futhi saphila impilo yesikristu waqala ukunitshela emva kokufa kwakhe wayelamankazana amancinyane amabili futhi wasephambuka lokuthi amankazana amthiya njani futhi wasephosele impilo yakhe khatshana futhi wacabanga ukuthi kwakungasela themba ngaye kodwa ngathi nkulunkulu oba lesihawu labo abazi ngaphambili ubabizile wathi ngabe ungumhlonitshwa Branham ovela phansi le ngathi nginguye wathi ngile nhloni ngami ukuba ngihlezi lapha njengalokhu wathi ucabanga ukuthi kungaba lethuba kimi ngathi ujesu ulengalo zakhe zeluliwe elindele wena ukuthi ubuye khosikazi futhi abanye abantu baqala ukuthathela phezulu futhi ngathi ungeza lapha kulesi sibuya lami wathi ngizakwenza mnumzana ngambamba ngesandla ngathi uphose ulingane lomama wami ubudala ungaguqa lapha kanye lami esibuyeni futhi lapho esibuyeni saguqula leyo ndawo leyo mini ukuba ngumhlangano wesidala futhi uNkulunkulu wasindisa lowo mfazi ngomusa wakhe wazigqokisa futhi wabuya emhlanganweni ukuthi ngokwazi kwami uphila impilo yesiKristu lobu busuku. Ukuyini? Oh, uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuphelela, ufuna ukuphenduka kwakho, ufuna ukuthembeka kwakho kuye. Kodwa ukhangele lokhu busuku kungela ndaba lokuthi ubone okunganani, okuncinyane kanganani kumbe okunganani. Ulokhu uyisoni futhi awungeke ungene ngenye indlela kodwa ngoJesu Kristu, umhlatshelo kaNkulunkulu oweneleyo ngakho konke. Futhi kuye uphelelisiwe kuze kube nini nini. Cabanga ngakho. Akusilutho olwenzayo, akusimapheji amatsha owavulayo, akusiyo mpilo entsha oyiqalayo. Ikuvuma kokuphambanisa kwakho lomusa kaNkulunkulu kuwe, lokho kukuletha ekupheleleni. Futhi ke uphelelisiwe kuJesu Kristu. Ngiyathemba lokhu kusuku mngane wami, lapho sisaselapha kulesi sikhatshana esikhulu esinzima manje, lapho izinqumo kumele zenziwe emva kokuzwa lindaba. Ungabe ungazange ukuzwe ngaphambili, kodwa ungeke uphume phandle kweminye yaleyo minyango ungumuntu ofanayo ongene unguye. Kumele uphume ungcono kumbe usedlulisile. Futhi lapho sikhothamisa amakhanda ethu okwesikhatshana, ngifuna ukuthi licabange ngokulamandla mayelana ngakho. Uthini ngomphefumulo wakho lobu busuku? UJesu Kristu wakufela. Wena uthi mfowethu Branham, lapho engingathiya khona ukubhema, lapho engingathiya khona ukunatha, lapho engingaqondisa khona linto ngizakwenza. Oh, akusoze kwenziwe kahle. Awusoze wenelise ukukwenza. Kungani ungabuyi nje ngendlela oyiyo? Uthi ngokholo, hamba kulowo mfula onikeza amanxeba akho agelezayo. Kona ke uthando oluhlengayo ukuba isiqokoqela sakho, futhi siza kuba njalo uze ufe. Okungani uthatha ukuma esikhundleni? Kungani uzama ukungena ngebandla lakho? Ngani uzama ukungena ngoba uthiye ukunatha kumbe uthiye ukuqamba amanga? Woza ngendlela yokuphelela, ngoba ngomhlatshelo omunye uphelelisile nini lanini labo abangcwelisiweyo. Ngingcweliswa kanjani? Vuma izono zakho ebukhoneni begazi likaJesu. Futhi impilo eyavela egazini lelo iyaphenduka kumkhonzi, futhi imngcwelise ezifisweni zakhe zezinto zomhlaba. Ngoba ngalowo mhlatshelo oweneleyo kukho konke, usingcwelisile. Umoya munye, sonke sibhaphathizelwe emzimbeni munye. Manje kakusela ukulahlwa kubo labo abakuKristu Jesu, kubo labo abangahambi ngokwenyama kodwa umoya. Nxa uzama ukuhamba ngomoya futhi ulokhu kanuka okwenyama, umhlatshelo awukabekwa kuwe ngokweneleyo. Kodwa umkhonzi esehlanziwe kaselaso isifiso sesono. Leyo kwakuyiKhalvari. Kayisiyo ndawo yokuthengisa amaluba kumbe indawo encinyane yokwenza lokhu kumbe lokho. Kwakuyindawo lapho uNkulunkulu lomuntu ababuyisana khona. Kwakuyindawo lapho ukuthula lokuvikeleka okwalethwa khona ebantwini. Ungahamba lami lobu busuku mngane wami oyisoni eKhalvari. Futhi ngokholo beka igazi leli emphefumulweni wakho uqobo, futhi uvumele umoya ongcwele abuye futhi akungcwelise ngomhlatshelo wakhe omkhulu. Singakakhuleki ungaphakamisa isandla sakho kuNkulunkulu futhi uthi, woba lesi hawu kini Nkulunkulu, ngiyavuma manje izono zami zonke phezu kobusuku lobu bolwesihlanu lwePhasika, futhi ngiyathakazelela lokho kuhlupheka okukhulu uKristu angenzela khona. Manje ngiyanikela intando yami uqobo, injongo zami uqobo, lakho konke ukukulandela kusukela lolu suku kusiya. Ungaphakamisa isandla sakho uthi, ngikhumbule mfowethu Branham emkhulekweni, leso isinqumo senhliziyo yami. Kungaba khona omunye lobu busuku obukhulu lapho silindela okwesikhatshana nje ngangapha esandleni sami sokunene, ngeqiniso kulo yedwa ngalapho? Ulenhloni na ngezono zakho? Ulenhloni ngalokho okwenzileyo? Umhlaba lobu busuku udinga amaqhawe. futhi kulamaqhawe sikhuluma ngokwenyama. Ngolunye usuku phetheya eSwitzerland, lapho iSwitzerland isengozini, iqembu elincinyane lamaswitsi lalibuthene phandle emasimini ukuvikela umnotho wabo. Impi enkulu ezayo yayinkulu kakhulu kibo. Bonke bafundisiwe babe lemikhonto emikhulu lamahawu. Amaswitsi ayengeke enze ulutho kodwa ukuzinikela. Babe bandezelwe entabeni. Khona ke kwakuleqhawe elaphumayo. Omunye umuntu kwakumele afe. Futhi nqa babe lahlekelwa yimpi. Babe ngelalutho kodwa amasikela amadala lamadwala izigodo zokulwa ngazo. Lapho ibutho elalisiza lakhangeleka njengomduli wesitina. Nqa bathathwa abafazi babo abahle abancinyane babeza kubanjwa iganyavu. Amankazana abo amancinyane ayezabanjwa iganyavu. Ingane zabo zaziza kulawa. Amakhanda abo ayeza kuphahlazwa. Amakhaya abo azakube engasekho. Yonke into yayakulahleka. Khona-ke kwakulendoda ibizo lakhe elikhohlakala masinyane, obizo lingu-Arnold von Wickhardt. Waphumela phandle futhi wathi, madoda eSwitzerland, lolu suku nginikeza impilo yami ngisendlela eSwitzerland. Wathi ngale kwentaba ngaphetsheya kukhona ikhaya elincinyane elimhlophe. Ngilomfazi labantwana abathathu abangilindeleyo. Kodwa abasoze bangibone njalo. Ngoba lolu suku nginikeza impilo yami ngenxa yeSwitzerland. Wathi kuyini ozakwenza Arnold von Wickhardt? Wathi ngilandelani, futhi lenze elingakwenelisa konke ngalokho okufanele likwenze ngakho. Futhi wakhangela ebuthweni waze wathola lapho imikhonto eyaye iminyene khona kulayo yonke. Khona-ke wasephakamisela izandla zakhe emoyeni. Wagijimela kulowo mduli wesitina omkhulu wemikhonto, futhi eklabalala. Phendlani indlela yenkululeko! Phendlani indlela yenkululeko! Imikhonto elikhulu yachibilika ukuvalela ukuhlasela kwakhe. Waphosela ingalo zakhe phandle, futhi wayibuthanisela esifubeni sakhe uqobo eyambandezela phansi, futhi wafa ekuphileni kwaleyo mikhonto. Lawo maswitsi amlandela lezinduku lezigodo. Lokho kutshengisela okukhulu kobuqhawe. Kwadidekisa lelo butho waze kwathi amaswitsi abatshaya baze baphuma phandle kwelizwe, futhi abazange babe lempi kusukela ngalolo suku. Kusukela lapho sukuma eSwitzerland futhi uqambe ibizwe lika-Arnold von Wickhardt. Lizabona inyembezi zifehla ezihlathini zabo. Ngani? Wasindisa ilizwe labo. Leso kwakuyisenzo seqhawe elikhulu. Akuvamanga ukuqathaniswa ngakho, futhi akukaze kwedlule kulumhlaba. Kodwa kwakuyinto encinyane kulokho okwenzakalayo ngolunye usuku, lapho isizwe sika-Adamu sema, amadimoni ematsha engena nhlangothi zonke. Abaprofethi babehlulekile, umthetho wawehlulekile, umhlatshelo wezinkunzi lamawundlu yayehlulekile, imvelo yomuntu yayehlulekile, yonke into, futhi usendo oluncinyane lukaAdamu lwema lunqotshiwe, besedlulwa ngenani ngabodeveli, ukukholwa okungekho, imikhuhlane, izifo. Kwakulo yedwa owaphuma ezulwini futhi wathi, namuhla ngiza kufela usendo lukaAdamu. Wabuya emhlabeni futhi wenziwa waba yinyama. Wakhangela khona phansi, lapho phakathi kwemikhonto lapho, kwakumnyama kakhulu. Okumnyama kakhulu kokwesaba kwabantu kwakuyikufa, futhi wathatha ukufa esifubeni sakhe. Futhi eCalvary, wabhadala umhlatshelo, wamemeza, "Benzani indlela yenkululeko!" Futhi uyamemeza ebandleni lakhe, "Thathani lokhu engilitshiyele khona, igazi lami lomoya wami, futhi lilwe ngakho konke elilakho. Singanqoba lobu busuku ngalokho, mngane. Ungaxotsha udeveli asuke kuwe. Sonke isitha esidala esisempilweni yakho singaxotshwa ngegazi lomoya kaKristu, futhi ungama uphelele ebukhoneni bakhe. UKristu wenza indlela. Ungenza okungaba njengokuphakamisa ingalo yakho kuye, futhi uthi, "Ngithethelele, uNkulunkulu akubusise mfowethu." Omunye futhi, "Oba lesiyawukini uNkulunkulu, manje ngiyavuma ukuphambanisa kwami. Kungaba khona amalunga ebandla abuthukuthuku, abahamba ebandleni nsuku zonke, futhi mhlawumbe bazame ukuba lesizotha ngalokho abangaba yikho. Kanti usazi ukuthi lolo laka lokungakhathali, lobuminamina, imikhuba ikudonsela phansi, uze ungabe usaba lokunqoba. Ungafuna ukuhlanzwa ngegazi lobu busuku, kukho konke lokho ngoba umkhonzi esehlanjululwe kanye akasayi kuba lesifiso. Ungathanda ukuphakamisa isandla sakho wena lunga lebandla. UNkulunkulu akubusise khosikazi. Phakamisa izandla zakho futhi uthi, mfowethu Branham, ungikhumbule emkhulekweni. UNkulunkulu akubusise khosikazi. Kunjalo leyo yinto eqotho, leyo yinto eqotho yokwenza. UNkulunkulu akubusise emuva le mnumzana. Omunye futhi phakamisa isandla sakho uthi, woba lesihawu kimi Nkulunkulu. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi ngiyavuma isiKristu kodwa kangisiphili. Ngiyakwazi angisiphili futhi enhlizweni yami angikho kahle sibili kanye lawe. Ngifuna ukuba ngomunye wabakhethiweyo bakaNkulunkulu. Ngiyezwa enhlizweni yami ukuthi ngikhethiwe kodwa angikaze ngilahle okusindayo okungithandele kalula futhi ngifuna ukukubeka eceleni lobu busuku futhi ngomusa kaNkulunkulu ngizakwenza ngikhulekele. Ungaphakamisa isandla sakho, uNkulunkulu akubusise khosikazi. Omunye futhi, kancinyane nje silindele. Lapho silindele ngokuthula. Wonke umuntu manje lamakhanda enu ekhothanyisiwe emkhulekweni. Vungamani lokhu manje ngokuthuleyo.
Sinners plunge beneath its blue hull, their guilty stain. Won't you think it over just now?
Ungeza ke ucabangisise khona nje manje. Ungazami ukuligeza uKristu usezandleni sakho.
UPilato
wakuzama lokhu kusa khona phose ngehola lesithupha nta kodwa izandla lokhu ezilegazi, igazi lecala. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo kuye. Wahamba phezulu esihlaleni iminyaka eminingi eyalandelayo, walahlekelwa ingqondo yakhe, waziphosela ekufeni echibini lamanzi. Lokhu kusa esihlaleni. Amakhulu abantu babuya kuzokhangela impundla. Amanzi alubala lwesibhakabhaka ayaphuphuma phezulu esuka phansi kwalelo godi elikhulu lamanzi. Bayakwenza khona umnyaka wonke kuyinganekwane endala bathi uNkulunkulu wala amanzi ukuthi ahlanze izandla zakhe. Mfowethu, akula ndaba ukuthi ubhaphathizwa kangaki loba yini ozama ukuyenza, akula lutho oluza kuhlanza izandla zakho kodwa igazi likaKristu. UNkulunkulu wakwala futhi amanzi aluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka ngemva kweminyaka ezinkulungwane ezimbili phose lokhe esaphuphuma. UNkulunkulu wakwala ukulunga kwakho akungeke kuhlanze izono zakho, akula kodwa igazi likaJesu. Cabanga ngakho manje, siza kukhuleka okwesikhatshana nje. Ngingazincanga ngabuza enye into lobu busuku. Lapho emile lapho eholi yokwahlulela kaPilato lokhu kusa futhi wathi, nga umbuso wami wangwala umhlaba. Ngingakhuluma kubaba wami futhi khona kanye waye ngangithumela iqhuku lamabutho alitshumi lambili ezingilosi. Lapho omunye wazo engabhidliza umhlaba, ngangingakhuluma laye futhi iqhuku lamabutho alitshumi lambili ezingilosi aye ngaba khona ezandleni zami. Waye ngabe wakwenza kodwa wama lapho emnene lothobekileyo ukuthatha ukufa kwakho futhi nokuthatha izono zakho. Ungaba nokuthakazelela okweneleyo ngalowo mhlatshelo lobu busuku, wena olesidingo sakho lesidingo sezibusiso zikaNkulunkulu. Lingasukuma ngezinyawo zenu okwalumkhuleko. Sukumani nje ngezinyawo zenu lina elifuna ukukhunjulwa kulumkhuleko lisithi, Nkulunkulu, woba lesihawu kimi. Ngilecala ngenze izinto ezimbi futhi manje ngifuna ukwamukela ukuxolelwa kwami ngoKristu Jesu. Ungeza enyaweni zakho nje kulesi sikhathi. UNkulunkulu akubusise khosikazi elincinyane. Yiso isibindi woba lokhe umile lapho utho ukungitshela ukuthi uphakamise isandla sakho futhi khona-ke ungaqinisekanga okweneleyo ukuma enyaweni zakho. Ibuhle bani ivangeli elikwenze kuwe? Oh, ukudlala kunjalo lebandla, udlala loNkulunkulu. Ihola selizafika masinyane ngolunye lwalezi suku. Ibhomba i-athomu izatshaya ngalapha kwenye indawo, kwenye yalawa mafekithali obulungisa iphawuda. Akusoze kube locezwana olulodwa lomzuzwana ukukucabanga. Kuza kube sokungasela sikhathi leso sikhathi futhi mhlawumbe ngaphambili kwePhasika ezayo kumbe loba liPhasika. awungeke ume manje uthi uNkulunkulu woba lesiyawu kini isoni. Nina manje ngiyamamukela uKristu womnikelo ngokwakhe njengenhlawulo yezono zami langomusa wakhe, lo musa wakhe kuphela. Ngihlala ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu. Uzavuma ububi bakho. Lo ofihla izono zakhe akasoze aphumelele. Lo ovuma izono zakhe ulesihawu. Kukuwe ukhangele. Manje Nkosi yethu ebusisekileyo, kunani elifaneleyo lobubusuku? Kumi imiphefumulo emithathu edabukileyo, indoda eyodwa labafazi ababili. Njengoba ngicabanga Nkosi ngeKhalvari, lapho omunye olunye uhlangothi wathi, Nkosi ungikhumbule lapho wena usiza embusweni wakho. Omunye wathi, nxa wena unguye ake sibone isimangaliso sisuse esiphambanweni futhi uzisindise. Futhi omunye wathi, Nkulunkulu woba lesihawu kimi. Futhi ikhanda lakho lachibilikela kuhlangothi lokunene futhi wathi, lamuhla uzakuba lami eparadise. Kodwa wawuthule komunye ngoba kwakungela kuphenduka. Futhi baba Nkulunkulu, ngiyakhuleka ukuthi laba mhlawumbe ngizathemba ukuthi bathathu kuphela esakhiweni, labo abezwa ukuthi bayadinga ukuvuma ububi babo, kodwa ukuthi babuye endleleni eyeneleyo kukho konke, indlela yesiphambano. Babathethelele Nkosi futhi ubabusise. Babamile lapha lobu busuku njengoba wabamela eholu kaPilato yokwahlulelwa, njengoba wabamela phakathi kwamazulu lomhlaba lapho ilanga lithona futhi lenyanga ingasanikezi ukukhanya kwayo, futhi iveli letempeli ladatshulwa kusukela phezulu kusiya phansi. Ngiyakhuleka Nkulunkulu ukuthi uzakubabusisa futhi ubaphe okwesihawu sakho, futhi ubahlanze ngegazi lakho, futhi ubabhaphathize ngamandla akho angcwelisayo emzimbeni wendodana yakho uqobo uKristu Jesu. Khona-ke bayalondolozwa okwesikhathi futhi laphakade. Busisa abanye abezwa ukuthi baqondile ukuthi sebevele bahlangana nalokhu futhi benza njalo. Ngiyathandaza lesi isibusiso kubo ebizweni likaKristu. Amen. UNkulunkulu alibusise futhi lina elimileyo eduzane lalabo abaphakamileyo. Wozani futhi libaxhawule izandla zabo omunye futhi uthi, Inkosi ikubusise, kunjalo njengesandla sobudlelwano. Sesiphuzile nje kancinyane manje ezinkonzweni zethu. Bangaki abathanda Inkosi uJesu? Phakamisa isandla sakho. Ngiyamangala ekuthuleni manje, bombe nje ngokuthula lokho esingakwenza esikhumbuzweni sakhe okhona ndawo zonke olapha lobu busuku. Nxa singahlabelela phansi, kwakuphansi esiphambanweni lapho umsindisi wami wafa. Phansi lapho ngakhala ukuba ngihlanzwe esonweni, lapho enhlizweni yami, lapho uhlangana lesidingo wabeka izandla zakho phezu kwaso, lapho enhlizweni yami igazi lachelwa. Oh, udumo elizweni lakhe! Akasihlabeleleni phansi manje lapho sikhothamisa amakhanda ethu kuye.
Down, therefore, cleansing from sin, I found there to my heart was a blood of life. Glory to His name. Glory to His precious name. Glory.
Manje ngokuthula lamakhanda enu ekhothanyisiwe, lina elisindisiweyo wothini, phakamisa isandla sakho manje.
Oh, precious fountain that saves from sin. I am so glad I have you here. There Jesus came me and keeps me.
Manje lezandla zenu zehlisiwe, amakhanda enu ekhotheme. Ngacabanga nje, omunye umuntu ufonile imizuzu emilithwana edluleyo, futhi wathi omunye ubefuna ukukhunjula lobu busuku emkhulekweni, okomzimba wabo. Abazange benelise ukuphenduka emhlanganweni wangesonto ebusuku wenkonzo enkulu yosiliso. Ingama ngezinyawo zenu, lina elifuna ukukhunjulwa kulowo mkhuleko nje manje.
Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Now with your heads bowed, He was wounded for your
manje lamakhanda enu ekhothanyisiwe. Yena walinyazelwa izimpambeko zakho, wachobozwa ngenxa yobubi bakho, ukujeziswa kokuthula kwakho kwakuphezu kwakhe.
And with His stripes,
futhi ngamanxeba akhe wasiliswa.
Glory to His name. Now, blessed Father,
manje baba obusisekileyo, lapho sisondela ngokuthobekileyo esiphambanweni manje nje, lapho umusa lesihawu wanyifumana, lapho ukukhanya lenkanyezi yokusa kusabalalisa ukukhanya kwakho ngakimi, laba abagulayo bamile ebukhoneni bakho bayakholwa nje manje ukuthi ngokholo bakhangela kulowo mhlane olemidwa ngale, futhi ngamanxeba akhe sasiliswa. Baba ongcwele kakhulu, sibuya sivusa ukholo lwethu, sikholwa ukuthi usilisa imizimba yethu egulayo, sidlulisela ngokumela okukhulu kokuhlupheka kwenkosi uJesu, futhi sinikeza okwabantu abamileyo umkhuleko wokholo ukuthi wathembisa uzasindisa abagulayo, futhi thina ndawonye njengababambeneyo bamakholwa akho lobu busuku. Wathi, loba ngaphi ababili kumbe abathathu bebuthene, ngiza kuba phakathi kwabo. Futhi sibacelela isihawu ukuthi umusa wakho ungathinta manje umphefumulo wabo wangaphakathi, ukuthi enye into izagcila phansi kokujulileyo, ukuthi baza kuba kwazi ukuthi uKristu ulapha futhi ukhulume labo esithi, mntwana wami, ngithethe umkhuhlane wakho ngaphetheya eCalvary. Manje phosela ukukhathalela kwakho konke kimi, ngoba ngiyakunakekela. Futhi mabasiliswe kukho konke baphelele, ngoba sikucela ebizweni likaJesu. Amen. Futhi lapho besala phansi manje, omunye oseduze labo, beka izandla zakho phezu kwabo. Omunye obekade ebakhulekela, iBhayibheli lathi, bazabeka izandla zabo phezu kwabagulayo, bazasila. Inkosi ibusise. Ngangingaphambanisanga, angikhangelanga endodeni eyasiliswayo lapha insuku ezithile ezedluleyo, kumbe amasonto athile edluleyo, eyayiyisacuthe kumbe enye into endlebeni. Ngiyakubona ukholisa umhlangano lobu busuku. Ngiyangizwa kahle manje, lokho kuhle, kuyamangalisa. Sukuma nje ume ngezinyawo zakho okwesikhatshana nje. Bangaki abamkhumbulayo esiba lapha, futhi wedlula ngasemzileni womkhuleko, wambuyisela ngemuva kupulatifomu, futhi Inkosi yamsilisa futhi yamenza waphila. Kayibusiswe Inkosi. Ngiyabonga mfowethu ngobufakazi bakho, kungabe kusedlula amadazeni, kodwa akamangalisi na? Manje sifuna ukulibona kusasa ebusuku kusasele, futhi ke ngesonto ekuseni kusasele, ngesonto emini, futhi nxa lingaphenduka okwenkonzo yesiliso ngesonto ebusuku, size sihlangane. Masisukumeni futhi sihlabele ingoma yethu yokuphuma, thatha ibizo likaJesu kanye lawe. Chibidikani kona lapha futhi ukhawula nezandla manje kanye lo muntu wonke. Chibidikani futhi ukhawula nezandla. Manje khangela ngapha.
At the name of Jesus bowing, all we prostrate at His feet. King of kings in heaven will crown me when our journey is complete.
Manje kumbulani ikwaya kanevayili umsakazo wabane bomculo ekuseni WLRP ngehola lesifika munwe munye nta futhi umfowethu Streaker ubuya ngehola lesifika munwe munye lamashumi amane lanhlanu ngesonto ekuseni bengimenzela nje itape limini ngokuvuka futhi manje size sihlangane njalo izibusiso zenkosi zile lani lapho sikhothamisa amakhanda ethu futhi ngizacela umngane wami omuhle lomfowethu umfowethu Palmer ovela eMarcon Georgia ngaye ngaphumisa lombuthano ngelizwi lomkhuleko lapho sikhuleka mfowethu Palmer.